Dreamers of all ages, in just a few moments, the Magic Kingdom will proudly debut our newest nighttime spectacular, Disney Enchantment. The magic begins in just a few moments. Thank you.
Grab your popcorn and churros, friends, because on today's episode of In Park Tracks, we're exploring the Magic Kingdom's newest nighttime spectacular, Disney Enchantment. I'm Philip, and I'm here once again with InPark publisher Martin Pilecki.
Hello, Philip.
So, Martin, you are taking us on a magical journey to discover one of Walt Disney World's newest shows, right?
Yes. Well, sort of. Actually, I'm not the one that's taking us there. I've asked Mark Renfro, one of Disney's show directors, to lead us on the way to Disney Enchantment. I had the opportunity to interview him before I saw the show's premiere on September 30th, 2021.
Sounds magical. Let's go.
All right, let's do it. First of all, if you can tell me your name and your title, please.
I can, and I will. Mark Renfro, show director, Disney Enchantment.
Any other shows you've worked on before you want to mention, like your greatest hits?
Well, luckily I've been in a role of show director for about 30 years here, so I've done everything from small to large, smallest things like the Jammeters. They've been at Epcot for over 25 years. Larger things like the American Isle experience that used to be there. All of the Star Wars themed experiences that led up to just a couple years ago with Star Wars Weekends, Jedi Training Academy, just to name a few.
Can you explain what we're going to see tonight?
Well, first of all, anytime you attach the word spectacular to a show, that means there's going to be a whole lot of magic going on. So first of all, first and foremost, Disney Enchantment is a fireworks spectacular. Mm-hmm. Anywhere you stand in the Magic Kingdom, you have a great view of the fireworks. And nowadays, when we take something like an icon like the castle, it's a storytelling device. Mm-hmm. Fireworks are just one of our characters. Then you start looking at all the lighting, magnificent lighting. What a great storytelling tool. Lasers and then projections, where we get to see our Disney heroes larger than life. And in places that we've never seen them before, as well as some of the what you expect. And then we've been doing projection shows, fireworks shows, all that. But for the first time ever, what takes Disney Enchantment to the next step is how it immerses our audience. For the first time ever, the magic is literally leaving the castle, moving across the hub, and going all the way down Main Street USA. So you feel like you're now in it. Instead of just looking at it from afar, you have the opportunity to feel like it's all around you.
This is a new show, but it's replacing shows that have been there before. So how do you like balance your guest expectations for what they've seen before?
Everybody loves what they love, meaning if I love that, I want to see it again. That's why we see the same movies over and over. But we're also excited for something new. So in this case, I feel that we're adding on to a legacy. We're not forgetting the past, we're actually incorporating the past. I just feel like this is the next step. And if you really look closely and listen closely, you might have some visual and audio Easter eggs of shows that have come before that are built in.
Sure.
Yeah, we don't ever feel like we're replacing, we feel like we're just adding a new experience to the family. Mm-hmm. And we're also learning from what has gone before us. We get to put on Mickey's wizard hat, you know, we get to play the sorcerer for a little bit and look at how do we do things better, bigger, more magical. What can we give the guests that they haven't got before?
Along those lines, you know, you mentioned additional projection technology. Are there other tools you're using in this show that people would not have seen before?
The projections will be what we feel are the most new. However, we're using lasers in a different way. Sometimes when people think of lasers, oh, it's just what's kind of shooting out of the castle. No, we use it as a paintbrush. So a lot of the magic that you see on the castle is done with a brand new laser system that we're excited about. Gives additional dimension, extra magic, as well as having those moments that need to burst from the castle. Well, they'll burst out.
Into the unknown.
lasers play a more substantial role. Also, this is a condensed show, and some other shows before us had a longer running length. Now we have all the same fireworks that we did before, but now in a shorter amount of time. If we look at the Happily Ever After, it was 18 and a half. This one's 15 and a half. And it moves, because it's a journey. You go on a journey, and this journey takes you to wondrous places and puts you right in the heart of your favorite characters. But your favorite characters at their best. And, well, sometimes if they make a mistake, they learn from it.
Is there a reason you cut 3 minutes out?
One, it's sometimes easier down the line to do two shows in a night if the show's a little bit shorter. Also, as amazing as Happily Ever After was, I think the only thing some people, because it's gorgeous and fantastic, some people felt like if I couldn't see the show, if I was in the back part of the park, the fireworks weren't enough. Mm-hmm. That's just some opinion. So we're like, you know what? If some think that, let's have more fireworks. Let's make sure that this is a fireworks show first. So in that case, all those amazing fireworks that you used to spend over, you know, 18 and a half minutes, we put into 15 and a half. So now it feels like it never ends.
Were there any challenges, you know, that you overcame in terms of designing the show?
As far as challenges, the idea is that we have to have a great idea that we all can stand behind. So we had that. Then this little pandemic showed up. Because sometimes when you are given a pause, you have the opportunity to look at something differently, such as there might have been some assumptions based on this show. And I said, you know what, can we enjoy this pause, such as our narrator? When some thought, well, this should be a male narrator. And I said, I don't think so. I just feel like right now, and the heart of our story, it just feels like it needs to have this matriarch. It needs to have this empowering voice. And I had a picture in my mind. They said, well, who do you see? And I said, Angela Bassett. And everybody kind of laughed like you just did. And we're like, really? I'm like, think about it. She's perfect. Everyone agreed. And we are lucky enough to have the amazing Angela Bassett. And when you hear her voice, it just increases the power and majesty and gravitas of this show.
Tonight we gather in a most enchanted place, one overflowing with the magic of dreams come true. Those who venture here, filled with hope, in search of this magic, live inspired, changed by what they discover. If you dare to embark on this journey, you too may find what you seek. And perhaps something even greater. So long as you simply believe.
What do you want people to walk away with at the end of the night?
Disney Enchantment, I mean, it's a journey. We go on this journey along with our Disney heroes. Some that we've known all of our lives and some brand new ones. I mean, it's full of adventure and wonder and empowerment. And I think that's the one thing. I think that's the surprise. With a show like Disney Enchantment, where our theme song is You Are the Magic, I think through going on this journey, we might be a little reflective here. We might kind of realize something. It's also Disney Enchantment. I think we also leave a little enchanted. We each leave with something that maybe we've had all along, but finally have decided, I gotta let this out. Mm-hmm. We are all individuals. We all have our own unique magic, and this magic of dreams come true, in fact, lies within you.
That's a good soundbite. Thank you. Yeah. Let's see, anything else?
I would say a lot of people are excited about the projections on Main Street, and sometimes I feel like, oh, I have to see the show there. So the encouragement I would say is, this show is spectacular from wherever, whatever vantage point. If you really want to see a visual story, well then, look at the castle. If you want to be taken on a journey through the music and the fireworks, then go anywhere.
Yeah.
If you really want to see that immersion on Main Street, well then that's a great place to be. I've seen it up close, literally in front of the castle, as well as all the way back at the train station. And both of them were exciting in different ways. So just something to think about is, don't feel like you're ever missing something. If anything, say, take a different adventure. I'm gonna see it from here. I'm gonna see it from here, because each time you'll find something new.
This has been In Park Tracks, the audio companion to In Park Magazine. For more information and to sign up for a free subscription, visit inparkmagazine.com/subscribe. In Park Tracks is a production of In Park Magazine. Our executive producers are Philip Hernandez and Martin Palicki. This episode was edited by Martin Palicki, with post-production by David Swope, and audio recorded live on location at Walt Disney World. The In Park staff includes Judith Rubin, Joe Kleiman, and Jordan Zuha.